Welcome to the Midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have some live music to look forward to again today in our Buck studio, taking us down to our quiz question at 12:30. Question is already in, by the way. The UW-Madison School of Music recently had a concerto competition, and on February 14th, they're going to be presenting in concert the winners, the several winners of that competition. It's going to be that concert in Mills at 7:30 p.m. on Valentine's Day, February 14th, which is a Sunday. And as I say, that will include that concert, the four performers who are giving us a little sampling of their music during the midday today. And we're going to start with the piano. We have a couple of pianists, and one of them is Alberto Pena, who is going to be playing. What are you actually going to be playing, Alberto, during the performance on Valentine's Day?
I'll be performing Richard Strauss Burlesque for piano and orchestra.
And that's what
you... And I will be playing excerpts from it.
Yeah, right, some of it today. And burlesque implies something pretty lively, doesn't it?
Yes, and something pretty witty and humorous. It's sort of a farce in many ways that kind of mocks the excesses of the piano concertos of the time.
Oh, really?
That keep abusing all these very effective and, of course, very ingenious, but I mean, kind of these sort of cheap virtuosic tricks that all pianists...
Really? Well, yeah, and by the time Strauss would have written this, which I assume early 20th century...
Yeah, actually late 18th century. He wrote this when he was 21 years old.
Late 19th century?
Yeah.
He was how old?
He was 21.
Oh, 21? Oh, okay. Yeah. So these concertos were still being written at that time. That would have been about 1885 or so. And the height of the extravagant piano concerto.
That's
got a little takeoff, but of course it's a virtuoso takeoff of those concertos. So this is a little excerpt from his burlesque, the work of Richard Strauss, played by Alberto Pena.
Thank you.
This is what I call a suspenseful ending there. You have to show up to the concert to find out how it goes from there.
Exactly.
Alberto Pena will be playing the entire Strauss Burlesque on that occasion, February 14th. By the way, he holds degrees from the Peabody Conservatory of the Johns Hopkins University, Southern Methodist University, and the Juan N. Corpus University of Bogota, which makes me wonder what you've been doing with your time. Well, thanks for giving us that teaser of what's going to be happening during the concert. And we'll bring in now the second of our four participants during the midday today, reappearing on the midday, Piranha Miranazari. Most recently, you heard her on the show with the Willie Street Chamber Ensemble, and you'll be probably hearing her again in that context in a couple of months.
Yeah. Hi, Norm.
Hi. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And on this concert, on the 14th, you're going to be playing the Prokofiev Second Violin Concerto.
Yeah, Second Violin Concerto in G minor. His first violin concerto is in D major. And this particular piece is really special to me. I just have always found the themes in it to be just gorgeous, haunting. I called the second theme the love theme. And the first theme, the whole piece starts out with solo violin. So it's a little unusual to start out a concerto when you think of big orchestra behind a soloist with a solo violin starting on the lowest possible note that I could possibly play with a haunting, tender, folksy kind of a melody. And then the second theme, I call it the love theme because it brings back memories from when I was at NEC in ear training, my least favorite class in the whole entire world, when we would try to learn intervals. And the minor sixth was the theme from The Love Story. And the second theme is full of all these little minor sixths.
So what does that sound like?
Would you like to hear the first theme first?
Sure. First things first. Suspense. And you drafted Alberto to be your pianist for the last second here, didn't you?
Yeah, so. I thought it would show how the main theme just is orchestrated throughout the orchestra, and it just comes back over and over again.
It is
again.
Haunting. I think you used that word, right?
Yeah, and it just, so much of the piece is just based on that theme. And it's amazing how he uses it and how he changes it and how he orchestrates around it.
And as you mentioned, the second theme?
Yeah, the second theme, the love theme.
Well, that's appropriate for a Valentine's Day concert, isn't it? You probably didn't have that in mind when you chose this piece, though.
No, not at all. I had no idea it was going to be on Valentine's Day.
Works just well. Well, that's great.
Thank you, Norm.
Now for something completely different. And that is to say, we're going to be hearing next from Gerrit Mendelo. And he has actually a couple of pieces he's going to be playing also, but different instruments. And what are these instruments?
Kind of the opposite of what I'll be doing for the concert. Today I've brought a thumb piano, or imbira, and I'm going to improvise on that. And then also I'm going to be doing a body percussion improvisation.
You're going to be playing your body?
Yes, I'm going to be playing my body.
Doesn't that create a little wear and tear?
No, I have a thick sweater.
So. You do have to dress appropriately, though, for it, don't you?
Yeah. Usually when I play body percussion, I'll use thinner clothing, just so you can hear everything and you don't have to worry about miking everything too closely, so I have room to move. But in this room, it's fine.
Okay, so thumb piano first?
Yeah.
And then are you going to segue then to the body percussion?
Yeah, I'll segue right into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, your teachers must have loved you in high school. Was that kind of thing you got into in the classroom informally, that body percussion?
So the body percussion stuff I actually picked up when I was studying in Europe. I was in Germany for 2 years, and a lot of my friends I had met from past music festivals and competitions that I participated in were doing it. And I actually just kind of grabbed onto it by watching them or watching people that they watched, and I hadn't really been exposed to it too much, actually, especially not in high school. Yeah, so
takes a more professional approach.
Yeah.
Well, it's fascinating stuff. And the thumb piano, in this case, part of the challenge was the balancing act, because you actually had that balanced on your knee when you played.
Yeah, so
it's a small instrument.
Usually, when I play thumb piano, I'll seat it on a membrane, such as a tympano that you would see in an orchestra. And also what's really cool is the bottom of it will resonate through the drum, and you can change the pitch as well of the harmonic. So that's really cool. I could also like put it in the piano and use that as a resonating board. But yeah, it's a nice intimate way to do it, I think.
Yeah, so it's a nice, quiet little piece and instrument too. Yeah. And it could be a challenge to get that heard otherwise in an orchestral context.
Yeah, of course. And like I said, this is not even closely related to what I'll be doing on Valentine's Day. So.
All right. So yeah. That's another chance for some variety there.
Of course.
And now we're going to go back to the piano for our final performance of this live segment of the Midday Today. We'll be hearing from Kang Woo-jin, who is a student of Christopher Taylor, as, by the way, is our first performer, Alberto Peña. And you're going to be playing work originally by Schumann, but then what did Franz Liszt then kind of enhance this for a particularly virtuosic performance? Is that why Liszt's name is on it too?
Yeah, Schumann wrote this piece, Widmung, as a song, meaning a dedication in English translation. And then it was actually a wedding gift for his future wife, Clara. And then later, Franz Liszt actually transcribed this into a piano music. So we can hear like both Schumann's lyricism and Liszt's virtuosity. Yeah.
Dedication.
Yes, okay.
With Dedication by Schumann and Franz Liszt also. It almost sounded a little bit like Schubert's Ave Maria slipped in there, too.
At the end, you're right.
Well, you can hear all four of those performers that we've featured during the Midday Today. February 14th, 7:30, Mills Hall, UW-Madison campus, and it's part of their ongoing annual concerto competition. These are the winners in the competition, featured in a symphony showcase. So thanks, one and all, for appearing on the Midday Today.